Support for OMFG comes from Third Love, the lingerie brand using real women's measurements to design better-fitting bras. Did you know that 80% of women are wearing the wrong-sized bra? With Third Love, it takes just 30 seconds to answer a few questions to find the perfect-fitting bra for you, all from the comfort of your home. Third Love stands behind their products so much that our listeners can try one for free for 30 days. You pay up front for shipping and returns, and exchanges are always free and easy. I am obsessed with my Third Love bra, must say. Very comfortable wearing it as we speak. Visit thirdlove.com/OMFG to get started.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
O-M-F-G. It's podcast time.
It's my favorite time.
It's time to learn from a youth, Emily.
I'm so glad we have a child in here with us.
Yes, we need the youth to teach us the things.
All of the things, because as we know, sometimes we do not know the things.
Ugh, I hate to not be in the know.
More often than not, we do not know the things.
We're sitting in a state of confusion.
So we have today Jasmine Robbins coming to help us out.
And she is bringing us a lot. First of all, she works for BuzzFeed.
Ugh, could anything be youthier?
I feel like we've been trying to get our filthy paws on the BuzzFeed, find out why the youths care about it, what they're doing over there, what is the big whoop.
And there is a big whoop.
And there's a big whoop.
Right.
It's like basically—
And it's more than the quizzes, I'm sure.
Right. There's more going on than just the quizzes. And Jasmine is also, she's a gorgeous girl. She she's done a lot of like body positive videos for BuzzFeed.
I love that.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, I've got my size and I'm here and I'm gorgeous. And these videos don't have like a few likes. They have millions, like millions of views and likes and love. So she's really getting that message out there. So I'm excited to talk to her about that.
Dang.
And one of them is about, this is not, I guess it can fall under body positivity. There's a video, she talks like, they do, her and a couple of girls decide not to shave their beeve for a month.
That would be, it would take some positivity to
well,
go
Well, here's
to go
the
full
interesting
bush.
Thing. I have a husband who's gone 1 month and back another.
Are you going to tell us? Do we let it go?
Should that be a what we call a tease?
Yeah,
in the biz.
I want to be teased.
Teased to see what's doing.
I want to be tickled by your boobs. Just waiting for this answer.
I'm so upset with you right now.
So, well, it's interesting because, you know, with the full bush.
Sure.
I have heard that it's coming back.
We've been keeping, that's where we've been trying to get our hands on, like,
What are they doing?
What kind of manicuring are we doing with our...
What are we doing down there? But and I did, I reached out to our former guest, Emu, who we love to just, you know, time and again, check in with.
We'll hit her up on any given week.
So I asked her, what you doing down there, girl?
Yeah.
And she said...
Yes, what?
She shaves.
Okay.
And then proceeded to give me a tutorial on how to shave as if I didn't know slash had never done it.
Can you please break it down?
So she writes, how to shave your V first.
Oh my God, she said first.
Use conditioner on the hair you intend to shave.
Okay.
I like to do this away from the shower first. Then shower with the grain. Then reapply... Then against the grain.
Wait, shower with the grain? Shave.
I like to do this away from shower. I don't know. Maybe it was a typo.
Wait, I feel like she's taking the conditioner before she's in the shower. She's lathering.
She's letting it soak in. Yeah.
But then I think she's shaving with the grain. That might be it.
With the grain, yeah. And then reapplying and shaving against
the grain.
So we're going for an ultra close shave? I don't know.
Wow.
Then when you emerge from the shower steaming, grab a cotton pad, dab some rubbing alcohol on that pad, and pat clean. Finally, Unscented deodorant to seal the layer and make sure no bumps, moisture, and friction can usually cause them. This is a Bare V vibe, but can also be used for strip if necessary.
Wow.
That's like a tutorial.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm excited to talk full bush.
That is shocking. Grabbing an alcohol pad and then using unscented deodorant?
I'm so upset. All up in your V? I don't know what's happening.
Like, what are we really getting done? I don't need...
I mean, I've just taken a razor. I mean, I don't know. I didn't realize there were 18 steps.
I'm in genuine shock.
A bald, bare vagina.
And I will try them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in shock and I will try it.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get Jasmine in here.
OMFG!
Hey.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
You're gorge.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take it in.
Oh, okay.
Breathe it in because it's
you.
The truth. Okay. She's like, and I know. Right now, I've been watching your videos. I have seen you with many different hair colors.
Mm-hmm.
We're natural right now.
Right now.
Yeah, it looks
like,
good.
Thank you. This is like the only time in this in-between time you will see this.
So why are we natural at this moment?
I really get like freaked out when my hair grows more than like 3 inches.
Yeah.
And so I just shave it every like month and a half. And right now I'm just like, I don't have time to do that other shit.
Let it breathe.
Yeah, I'm just going to let it go.
What colors have you had in that head?
Literally everything.
I saw blue.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a super blonde.
Yes. Blonde is like, if I'm not this, blonde is like my other
go-to. That's your go-to?
For sure.
what I worry about when I see youths doing a lot of color is how much it like
damage
fries and kills your hair.
Yes.
But if you're going to have it that short, like mad support, just
exactly.
Every color of the rainbow. Why not?
That's literally why I did it. I was like, let me shave my head because I want to color it like every color that I can. And then I'll just shave it off every month and it's back to new hair.
It's genius.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine you with long hair right now.
Oh, I used to have like a fro.
I bet that was nice too.
Yeah.
It was nice, but I wanted to for forever just shave my head and I never just like
did it.
Got the courage to do it. And I moved out here a year later. I was like off with it.
It's good. It is bold.
It is. It's good.
I shaved my head once.
You did?
I did. It was bold.
Yes.
I didn't use like Emu's 17 steps of shaving, but it was bold.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't slather unscented deodorant on it afterwards. So how old were you?
I was 16.
Girl.
Did you look like a badass?
You know what? It was funny. I thought I did.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not sure. Like looking back, I'm kind of like, maybe I just looked like a prepubescent boy, which is also fine.
That's a thing.
But that wasn't quite what I was going for at the time.
So how did Melvin take it?
You know, my brother had this like big Jufro.
Yeah. Ooh.
And then I think it was kind of my protest in some weird way. Not that I was conscious of it at the time, but I think my parents were kind of like, oh, she just needs to do her
thing. She's doing her thing right now.
Yeah. That's awesome, though.
Yeah, oh, like, they're the best.
To get that from parents, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have that from your parents?
They had to learn. They were gonna go that way. Yeah.
And how did you educate them?
Teach you.
Yeah, that was it. Well, to me, it was like throughout high school, throughout junior high, like I was never in detention. I was getting straight A's. I was working. I was playing volleyball. And I was like, if the worst thing that I'm doing is shaving half my head or dyeing it colors or wanting tattoos or piercings, like you have it very easy.
Yeah. You're like, you're welcome.
Yeah, literally. That was it. Yeah,
and you have, just to give the visual, you have a piercing, one on the above
the lip. What's
that
one called?
A Monroe.
Yes.
Oh, that's Monroe. That's a Monroe?
Yes.
Oh, like Marilyn with a... Oh, I never understood that. That's like the birthmark spot.
Yes.
Cute.
Yeah.
And then you have one on your lip.
Mm-hmm.
That goes... It's a little barbell situation.
Yeah. Like a little lip ring.
And then
black lipstick, by the way. We got to call that out. That's gorgeous.
That's my, like, number one.
Wow.
I'll wear it every day.
And then I've seen you had a little something going through the...
A septum?
Yes.
Yes.
Septum ring?
Everybody thinks that it's real and it's the fakest thing ever.
Oh, you tricked him.
It's like an ear cuff.
Yeah, like literally it's just this little thing and everybody's like, oh my gosh, I love it. And I'm like, honey, you too.
Yeah.
You too can have this.
Well, because you're coming, you already have the Monroe and the... this guy.
Yeah.
So, like, they are going to believe all of that, which is basically the same concept with jewelry.
Yes.
You know, if you have a couple real diamonds, you can also do a bunch of Fergazis, and people are, like, thinking everything is, because they don't know. What do they know?
That's what I do.
Yeah. High-low it.
Yeah. Right? I have, like, a couple real diamonds, and then I just dress myself in crystals just everywhere. Everyone thinks I'm so rich.
So, okay, you work at BuzzFeed.
I do.
How did we get that job?
There was a big sigh.
Yeah, I know, but she loves it, I feel.
Oh, it's my
everything. A dream job, right?
Yeah, I didn't know it was my dream at all, but here I am in my dream.
How did we get there?
Honestly, I moved out here from like 2 hours away from Chicago in the middle of a cornfield, literally.
Wow.
Yeah, of just like a lot of non-diversity.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, so I moved out to LA and went to the Fashion Institute for a year, and I saw some BuzzFeed videos, and I was like, you know what, I want to work at a company that's that has a lot of diversity.
Yes.
Like, I want to go in there. I want to wear my piercings. I want to have my hair different colors. I don't want to hide my tattoos. Mm-hmm. And I want to just be me. Mm. So I was literally applying for, like, you need a janitor? Like, you need a front desk person?
Wow.
I was applying for everything.
At BuzzFeed.
At BuzzFeed.
Okay.
And so then I applied. They were starting an initiative called Top Knot on Facebook, which is, like, fashion videos. I was like, oh, I love fashion. I went to the Fashion Institute. Here's my passion. And it was called a fellow. And I didn't know what that meant, but I was like, all I saw was fashion.
Yeah.
So I got the interview. It turns out a fellow, there's a process where, like, it's your internship, and then the next step up is a fellowship.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, you're almost a full-time producer.
Wow.
And I had zero camera, lighting, editing, nothing.
Nothing.
But I just went in there.
You brought your full, because you're, and you, how tall are you?
Oh, like 6 foot.
Yeah. You're bringing a lot.
Yes.
A lot of look into the room.
Yep.
We got piercings, shaved.
Yep.
6 foot.
Right.
Woman. Here we are.
I was literally wearing a thrift store dress, like this, my lucky dress, I call it. It's like hideous, like, flowers and cat socks.
Done.
And I walked in there and, like, sold them everything on fashion. They were like, what about your technical skills? And I was like, yeah, those. And then I was just like, about fashion. Yeah. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they ended up liking me, but was like, you need to learn.
Right.
So they started me off as an intern.
That's awesome.
So great, though.
Yeah. It was crazy.
That's such a good lesson. And I wonder if we polled kids in their 20s, if they would know to, like, you weren't trying to, from our experience, a lot of times the youths want the job that they want.
Mm-hmm.
They have an idea and they want that job. And they feel put out that they don't have it, and they feel they deserve it regardless of experience.
Yep.
So I love that you were like, I know what company I want to work for, and I will try whatever I can try.
I'll get in that door.
Yeah, my fam, like, ever since I was young, nothing has been handed to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was handed to me, it wasn't. So my family raised me very well to be like, don't be expecting anything. So I think I've just carried that on throughout life.
Definitely.
Which I think is very rare.
I think the Midwest work ethic is a real thing.
It is.
Because,
I think so too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Michigan, so I'm just going to say I have a really good work ethic too, but it's there is something where it's just like, it's not coming easy.
Mm-mm.
You got to work, girl.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's ask, we're going to get to know you a little bit, ask you a couple quickie questions.
Oh, Lord.
No big deal.
Just spit it out.
Oh, God.
First
no
thing that
thinking.
Comes to your head.
Okay. I'm not good at these.
No, this is a easy
breezy.
Cakewalk.
Okay.
And then we do want to find out what's going on at BuzzFeed and, like, why it's
why
the
it
mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, your go-to article of clothing.
Ooh, can it be lipstick?
Yeah, yes. Whatever.
Lipstick.
Lipstick.
Always.
Right.
We never leave without it.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
Favorite app?
Oh, Instagram.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Biggest body positivity role model?
Tess Holliday. Ooh. I love that woman.
I don't know who this is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, look her up.
Okay.
Tess Holliday is my, she is like a badass.
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome. She like does not tiptoe around anybody's feelings. She is just, she's out there and she's doing it.
Okay. And has she been doing this for a bit? She's,
yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. She's been doing it for a while. I actually got to work with her a few times. And she's honestly like, not a friend that I hang out with, but like I could text her if I needed to.
Right.
And like I look up to her so much for just being
that.
Like a boss.
That's
right. Well, I'm looking, I pulled up a picture of her and it says in quotes, "The reality is I am fat. It's a word, it's an adjective, and I don't care." Does that feel Tess Holliday to
yes.
you? Okay. We like that.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome.
Okay, cool. I've lost my spot. Term plus size model, yay or nay?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes. Okay. Go to place that you listen to your music, like app or.
Okay. this is going to date me so much.
No.
Like, I still have an iPod mini.
Good for you.
And everybody Cute. Looks at me like I'm an idiot. I don't like, I work out. And so when I
They're
do,
amazing.
I don't want to have
Sweat.
My phone on me because people are texting me and I have like notifications and like give me 60 minutes for myself.
And by the way, it's a lot cheaper to replace the mini if you break it than
True.
It is the phone. And people sweat on their phone
yeah.
when they're working out and they kill it.
Ugh, and it's so I do. Like, yeah. I don't want an armband because then I'm just like clicking every
yeah.
2 seconds. I don't want to hold it. Yeah, I'm old school in that sense.
No, I have shattered so many screens on
mm-hmm.
my phone from
yeah.
like them falling off me while I'm running.
For sure.
And it's the worst.
It's run. It's the weights. People drop weights on them. It's
mm-hmm.
a very common like
yeah.
way to kill your phone.
Yeah.
Is at the gym. What is BuzzFeed and why is BuzzFeed a thing?
BuzzFeed to me is just this mecca of information spread across. So like lifestyle, celebrities, news, anything, where just it's broken down into words that we know. And
okay.
then it's also given to us on YouTube, too.
Mm-hmm. So BuzzFeed is the website where you can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the BuzzFeed's YouTube channel
mm-hmm.
where you
Which
can watch videos.
There's several.
BuzzFeed YouTube channels.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like BuzzFeed Beauty, BuzzFeed.
But yeah, there's BuzzFeed Video, BuzzFeed Yellow, BuzzFeed Blue.
What's yellow and blue?
Okay.
Yeah, they're colors. So BuzzFeed Yellow is like beauty videos, fashion videos, style.
I noticed yours were on the yellow
right?
channel.
Yes.
yes.
So all where I am mostly is just on yellow. I work for that page.
Okay.
Blue is more so like sports.
Okay.
Different type of like science stuff.
Sure.
Yeah,
sports
yeah.
Sports and science always go together.
Right? Go
yep.
ahead.
Smash them up.
So that's on the blue. And then that also, like, goes on to Facebook, too. And we have many pages there as well.
Okay.
Where you can find kind of articles and videos on Facebook.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
yeah.
you're clicking to a link
mm-hmm.
of an article or a video.
Yep.
Great.
So, like, if someone wanted to get information on something that just happened in politics,
mm-hmm.
they could go to CNN.com.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying hop over to BuzzFeed, and it's going to be broken down into a way that you can receive it. It's palatable.
Yeah.
It's broken down in words that everybody uses,
mm-hmm.
and it's relatable.
And it's giving you, like, instead of the articles obviously have a full story, but a lot of the videos, like the key stuff that you need to know is in that video. And then if you want to further research the article, you can further research the article.
Okay, so they'll do like a summary, kind of a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just getting like the tidbits
exactly.
that you can walk
like
away
Like what
with.
You need to know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then
Which
the article
so
will break
important.
It down.
So there's so many times where I'm like, I wish someone would just synthesize this for
yeah.
me.
So right.
that's kind of nice. That's a nice thing to have. Someone being like, here's what you need. Now here's more if you want
right.
to get invested. I like
so
that.
Is it young? Like, what's the age group there who work there?
She's like,
yeah, it's pretty young. Like right out of college, a lot of our interns are. I would say the age group is probably between 20 to 26.
Oh, wow.
Somewhere around there.
Oh, my God.
More so
that
on
work
the,
there?
Yeah.
For real, how about the bosses? 26?
Yeah, a lot of, yep.
Ooh. Everyone's under 30.
At least on my side. So on my side in LA is basically where a lot of the video content comes out of.
Sure.
In New York is a lot more of people who work on BuzzFeed.com.
And they maybe tend to be a little older?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe we're cracking 32?
Right, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Boy.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did you learn how to actually, like, make the videos? And what are some, like, let's go over some of your videos
first.
Yeah,
go ahead.
So the first one that I believe you've ever made was called Things Plus-Sized Girls Can't Do.
Yeah.
And that sucker, that little mother sucker, has over 3 million views.
Yeah.
That's a lot of views.
It was. It was. I had no intentions on this being as big as it was, literally. And, it went crazy on Facebook and on YouTube. And I was extremely like, whoa.
And it was so simple and so cool.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No words.
Yeah, no words. It's just a group of gorgeous gals holding up a sign saying things that, like, can't wear two-piece bathing suits. And they're like, oh, no, that's false. Just shaking their heads. No words. And they're all in bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was like no bright, you know, plus-size girls can't wear bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know,
yeah.
You know, everybody's wearing these. And these girls were badass. Like,
they're gorgeous.
I know.
Energized, like, interesting, like, cool chicks.
It was funny, though, because I'm watching this and I'm like, well, who says these things? Because, like, I guess they're there.
Mm-hmm. The two-piece bathing suit thing, I feel like that is real. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, she can't wear that.
For sure.
You know, that's like... not something
but
yeah.
a bigger saying this?
People.
It's so rude.
Oh, of course it's so rude. But they're sitting on the beach, and even if they don't say it out loud, they're saying it to themselves, and they're like, oh, she can't wear that.
Really?
Yes.
No. I don't like it.
I thought the one that was really, like, the two that really threw me, because I was like, huh, I guess that is true. Pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
People don't think big girls can get pregnant, be pregnant.
There's just a lot of people that say stuff about, like, the health of the woman and the health of the baby, I'm assuming.
Right.
I mean, I don't know verbatim
yes.
what they say.
Right.
But, yeah, it just, like, the health of the overall woman. You know, I guess you want to be in health, what people consider to be in health.
Yeah, right. They make a lot of weird rules surrounding pregnancy and how much weight you're supposed to gain.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think it's all just, like, ridiculous because you can be tiny and gain 80 pounds,
right.
like a Kate Hudson did, you know,
right.
and, like, no one should really have anything to say about it.
Correct. Right. So. Yeah, I have a friend who's doctor, like, said you're obese now.
Oh.
And she wrote him a strongly worded letter after that exchange.
Whoa. I would have lost my shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the thing is, like, people say things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that struck me, because I have a friend who's, like, plus sized mm-hmm. and has been we're friends since middle school. And I've heard many times people say to her, it is the truth,
mm-hmm.
you have a beautiful face.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the truth. She does have
she does
have a beautiful face. But what that is saying to a person is that is all that's beautiful
about
you.
The rest of you isn't beautiful.
It's not the thing that's – because you would never say that to someone who you just thought was regular size.
You're beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I recognized people saying, and I was like, huh, that's a toughie. Have you heard that before?
Not specifically.
Okay.
I don't think many people comment to me to my face about my face. No. And good thing they didn't.
Right.
Or they don't, because I don't know what I would think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
So did you make this video because you – what inspired you to make the video?
This video to me was very – I wanted it to be very simple. I wanted it to hit, obviously, the plus-size women, but here's my mindset, and it might be a messed-up mindset. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I'm like, if you see women who are at least bigger rocking this stuff, then any woman underneath that can feel confident doing it too.
Yeah.
And maybe any woman above that can also see them and be like, yes.
Yes.
Maybe I can do that.
Yeah.
So I had the intent of plus size women was where I'm hitting, but my second audience was everybody else.
Right.
That could just like see someone and gravitate towards them. And that was a big reason why my cast was so like ethnically diverse, mm-hmm. Between skin color, hair, size, short, tall, anything.
Yeah.
Just so like every person in the room could look at least one girl in that video and be like, I connect with her.
Totally.
Yeah.
And
the confidence in the video was contagious.
Yes.
Like I felt like after I watched it, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah. It was a crazy day. And they all like came in on their own time, like very, very, very nice of them. They all stayed there all day. We all like, it was like a little dance party. Like we just played music the whole time because the video didn't have sound, so we could. And it was just a great like celebration.
That's so rad.
Yeah.
So what are some of the comments that you got?
Oh.
Was it more positive than not?
Yeah, it was very interesting. Facebook at the time was where I was working on. I was working on specifically just our Facebook page, not our YouTube page. So those comments, those are always so interesting.
Right.
I saw women, like plus size women, saying no, like, no, they shouldn't do this. I saw men of all sizes saying no. I saw petite women being like, yes, that's awesome. Like,
yeah.
It's always a variety on Facebook, and it's not my favorite.
No. Yeah, it's a real mixed bag of nuts.
Yeah.
It is funny. I mean, people love to throw their two cents in, don't they?
Right.
And I think it is the kind of place where, for whatever reason, you know, I don't know, because you can see what your friends comment, but people, I guess everyone's like living in their own lane where the people around them are like-minded. And so people are really comfortable saying like wild things. So how did you deal with that? Like what?
It was like, it was stressful. I'm not going to lie. Like I went through this really anxious point of my life where I was in a video called like I wore a bikini to the beach for the first time, and my friend Daisha at BuzzFeed made it, and I got 10,000 followers on Instagram in a weekend.
Whoa.
Dang.
Yeah, which like everybody's like, oh, that's so cool, and me, I was like internally freaking out, because with that you get just like people coming in leaving like rude comments everywhere. And I never like said anything or did anything. Like literally if I see a negative comment on my Instagram, I will delete them, which then deletes the comment.
Yeah, everything has to go.
And you know, like maybe one time in my life, I'll be in that place where I don't delete them.
Right.
But as of right now, like I see every comment that's left on me and I'm not going to stand for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Well, now an Instagram now has a sort, like you can put certain words in block those words, which is like a new feature, newer feature.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's nothing I've tapped into yet, but I need to.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because it will literally not allow certain words on your posts.
Yeah.
And you would just wean out, like, a lot of bullshit.
Free word.
Yeah.
Just stress on yourself.
Yeah.
You got to set up those keywords.
Yeah, get some keywords together.
I will never understand it. Like, the things that I've read under my videos, like, there was a man that took a video that I made and literally made a video commenting on how shitty my video was. I mean, I'm like, you spent that much time to make a 13-minute video about my 5-minute video. Right? Thank you. But like,
flattered.
That's literally, do you not have anything else to do? Nothing.
No, they don't. That's the problem. I mean, people need to get some serious, like, I'm too busy. I'm too busy.
And you have a good heart, so this wouldn't occur to you. But people are sitting there on that internet. And you know what? Mm. The truth of the matter is, it is confronting to certain people that they see women in their body feeling good. They do not want that.
It's rough.
We have a whole entire industry. We're slammed in the face all day long that this is how you should look and this is what you need to be like. Mm-hmm. So when people feel differently and they're celebrating a different idea, it really rocks women and men's world.
Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting just getting like even the ages of people, like just looking at, you know, what we can see from a little tiny profile picture.
Yeah.
But just like the comments left from like teens to like well into your 40s and 50s, and I'm like, where is this gonna end? Where is this cycle going to end?
But this is great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And have you gotten tons of like great response from?
Oh my gosh, yes. Like every day, yes.
What are girls saying?
I would just like, I've never had the I've had many people send me pictures of like their head shaved, being like, I never had the confidence until I saw you. Many people talk about their sexuality, saying that they've never been confident before or like to come out to their parents or anything like that. And just all around, like, one comment a man left on my video once was that, like, he was so excited to see this video to show his wife. And I was just like, yes.
That's sweet.
Like, that's great,
see,
you know?
With all the bad, there's also so much good.
Exactly. And that's what I've kind of, like, trained myself. I'll look at the comments underneath a video that I'm in or a video that I make, honestly, for the first day it goes up. Other than that, just so not good half the time.
Yeah.
That
it
it's
doesn't
just like,
do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I want to talk about pubes.
Yeah, let's talk about them.
This was
it's
a thing.
Important.
But I think we should take a quick break.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll come back and we're going to talk about your growing out the pubes for a month experiment on BuzzFeed. Be right back.
OMFG. I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm the host of a show called In Your Dreams.
I had a dream that I was in my basement, and I very enthusiastically cut off my left hand.
Alongside my very good friend and dream analyst, Gary Richardson. This was a show where we started off, we said we're going to analyze dreams. We said people could call in, let us know about their dreams, and we'd break them down.
When I do have dreams, I call them like reality mares.
That dream made me want to throw up. That was disgusting. But I'll say, pretty much right out of the gate, things got a little crazy.
What are we doing? What the hell is this?
You're gonna put a fucking mattress ahead of our friendship?
Find out what went down. Walk into the heart of darkness with us. It's like my personal apocalypse now. Listen to In Your Dreams, very kindly presented by the folks at Casper. It's only on Earwolf. It's one of the things I'm most proud of. Comedically, I think it's pretty strange, pretty funny, and I think you will enjoy it. Thanks so much.
OMFG. And we're back with Jasmine.
Yes.
Who has a full book.
Yeah. I mean, I live my life.
Right. You live your
life. So that's a no?
She's like, get out of my bush, Foster.
I know. No. I mean, I would say I shave every, like, 3 months probably.
Okay. So it's growing out.
Yeah.
It's going back.
Right.
It's kind of like your hair.
Yes, it's on the same cycle.
I get it same day. No, I'm kidding. Not the same day.
You are
two separate razors or?
I hope.
3-inch growth. Gotta go.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. So should we play a little bit of the video just
Let's
to get?
It.
Okay. Next to me. I can't wait to see this, by the way. I'm a real basic bitch when it comes to the voice.
Oh, I can't wait either.
I love this group.
It's tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Get me out of this.
Okay, here we go.
I haven't seen my full bush potential. I'm excited.
Women grow out their pubic hair for a month.
I probably started shaving around 12, 13.
So I've been shaving since I was 18.
I've just always been a bald eagle.
I shave about every other day.
Every 2 to 3 weeks.
Every other day.
I think I got the message that there needed to be a little landscaping down there, probably around college. I remember like female locker rooms, everyone else had shaved, and I was like, well, maybe I should too.
I got the period book from my dad when I was in eighth grade.
This book showed you different parts of females' body.
Every illustration didn't have pubes.
Ever since I saw that book, it was just like shaving was a thing women did. It was a sign of like cleanliness.
In media, when people would make such a big deal about like, oh, you see that bush, and like making fun of it. As a woman, it makes you feel like you should get rid of it. I just felt like that was like what I had to do to be sexy.
So that's a little bit of the video.
Yep.
The girls all go on to let their bush
grow out
30 days.
Yeah.
With varying degrees of success.
Yeah, this was like uproar in everybody who knew me when this came out. I thought, honestly, I did not think twice about this video. I did not think it was.
Either, yeah.
I didn't think it was a big deal. I didn't think of anything. Like, I talked to my mom and dad. They're like, no, we didn't agree with that video.
What is it? Like, what's to agree with?
Right? They saw it since my girlfriend was in it.
Yeah.
Even though we did not say anything sexual. And right. The two other girls specifically said, like, when mm-hmm. they had sex, mm-hmm. everything that I said because my girlfriend was in it meant everything sexual. And it's nothing of what I meant.
Right.
But because she was in it, like, we were basically talking about our sex lives to the whole entire internet. And I was like, no, that's just, like, maybe what you wanted to see, but not what was being said whatsoever.
Right. Sure. Well, because your girlfriend was trying to be super supportive.
Right.
But she also was looking forward to the 30 right. days being over.
And the thing was, like, she was being supportive of me because of me, not because, like, she wanted, like, it was in no, like, sexual context. And I just couldn't sure. believe everybody, like, saw this sexual thing from it.
What they're seeing is your girlfriend's having an emotion mm-hmm. about your pubes. Mm-hmm. So they're going to think, like, oh, what is she up to?
Yep.
And why does she care she's up to this? Right. So they're just connecting the dots on that.
Yeah. To me, I was just like, no, I didn't even say the word sex.
No, you didn't.
Nor were we talking
no,
about
it. No, you weren't. It's okay. You're right. That's on everybody else.
Yep.
So what was the reaction to this?
from me? Or from other people?
Other people.
You know what? We had a lot of people talk about, like, what they prefer. I'm like, guess what? No one cares. We had a lot of people be like, that's so disgusting. I can't believe that. Like, I don't know. I am very much the type of person that's like, I don't care.
Go with yeah. that.
I don't
yeah.
care. I don't even shave my legs. Like,
sure.
rarely if I do. And I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah.
There's so much more things that are important. And, like, I don't even care if I'm wearing a skirt. Like, if you are not liking me or attracted to me because of my leg hair, you have so many more problems.
Right.
So many more problems. That's so
a fair comment. Yeah. A very yeah. fair assessment of a human being.
I don't care.
Yeah. No, that's it's funny because, you know, everything does go through trends, right? It's like mm-hmm. we had like the super thin eyebrows, and then it was like time to grow out the big bushy eyebrows.
That's it.
And I think people who have been shaving or waxing anywhere for too long are going to have trouble keeping up with those trends
because right.
it comes in all patchy
yeah.
and sparse and yeah. flying here and there. So it is kind of like one of those things where why bother?
Mm-hmm.
Why bother trying to keep up with anything? Because it's always going to change.
Right. I mean, and it's also the kind of thing that people get locked in, like you guys were talking about. You've been doing it since you got the book when you were 12.
Right.
And it said it showed no pubes. Mm-hmm. You were like, oh, we don't have pubes and we got to get rid of them.
Yeah.
So, like, you get locked into, I'm locked into lip gloss. I'm locked into pink lip gloss in a way that's, I have like 20 tubes of varying shades sure. of pink gloss. And I've been rocking lip gloss and big hoops, they're in my ears.
Oh, yay.
Since middle school.
Right.
I'm ride or die for hoops and pink lip gloss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is. And I think with pubic upkeep, mm-hmm. people get locked.
People get locked.
And so the idea of letting it grow out is really upsetting because you're like, that's not how I want to look and that's not like yeah. what I want to do.
But not for nothing, it really is back. Like there are a lot of celebrities now who are not shaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I don't know why I know this, but like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow's rocking. She's rocking a full bush, is she?
This is what I hear.
A full bush from Gwen.
From Gwen.
That's shocking. She doesn't, Stefani, I could see.
Hers would be like all like soft and conditioned and like sparse anyway, you know?
Okay. So her full bush is barely a bush.
It's like the most delightful full bush you've ever seen.
Oh my God, manicured, but even if it's full and yeah. it's outrageous. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We teased this real teaser in the beginning. My parents probably wouldn't want to hear me say this either, but here we are. Because my husband's gone he's here a month and he's gone a month.
Damn.
I will let her go. You know,
because you should.
It's actually, I think, an insurance policy on our relationship that I'm letting it go. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, yeah, if you're doing upkeep in the middle, who am I upkeeping for?
Even though when I was single, I would upkeep. I guess you're just upkeeping in the hopes, of something happening.
Sure.
But you think it's for yourself.
You always think it's for yourself. Yeah.
But then when yourself actually is out of the, like, you think it's for yourself.
And then you're married and you don't have to.
Yourself feels differently. Yourself is like, let her rock.
That's so funny.
So.
But you do, before he flies into town.
I give her a nice once over. Yeah. She's all gone. It's night and day.
Wow.
It's day and night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to keep it.
He'd be fine.
You wouldn't
he
did. Notice.
I mean, he has seen various, like, it's not like, you know, various degrees. But
sure.
But I'm not giving him the full, like, I mean, the man has been away at sea for a month. I want to get things together on some level. You know.
Definitely.
Should we play
it's
quiz?
A kindness. Yes. And then that's it. That's all she wrote. All right. This is a quiz called Do You Know Old Stuff?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is going to be a real thinker, girl. Get yourself together, please.
Okay.
Is a dicky a penis that is fun-sized, B, a detachable turtleneck or collar that lays under a sweater or sweatshirt, or 3, a jerk who doesn't even know he or she is a jerk?
First of all of those answers are
all
true.
All of the above.
Like I will say those in each sentence and you will understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
But it's B.
Yes.
Oh, Miss Fashion Institute. Okay.
I hope we didn't learn about those. My gosh. Those were terrible.
There's nothing okay about a dicky.
I don't even know if I've seen one in real life.
I had one.
Yeah, we had them. You bought them at Sears?
Yeah. Sears Roebuck.
Exactly.
Sears?
Yes.
Yeah. I was thankful for those dickies.
Look.
Keeps you feeling like airy and light, even though you have a turtleneck look on.
It's fashionable.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh. Fashion forward.
Okay. So this question is, what are Garbage Pail Kids? 1, a terrible name for homeless children. 2, playing cards with demented versions of Cabbage Patch Kids on them. Or 3, a punk band from 1972.
I don't have a clue.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Bad name for homeless kids. Playing cards with demented versions of Cabbage Patches. Or a punk band from 1972. Garbage Pail Kids.
B?
That is correct.
Correct. Oh.
Oof.
Okay.
Look them up.
Okay.
We loved them.
Were they scary?
Yes.
No, they were scary and fun.
Well, not really delightful. Scary.
Right.
More laughy scary.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 3. Sweet Valley High is 1, a city in Palm Springs. 2, a series of books featuring twins who are very different. Or 3, the name we used to call getting to third base. Sweet Valley High.
The middle one.
You are good.
Was it?
It was.
What was it?
A series of books featuring twins who are very different.
Okay.
Sweet Valley High books. They were. I can't believe I that they're like out of the loop.
Were there on? Were was Sweet Valley High spelled in like building blocks?
Did no. It
look like? Okay, then no, I don't.
But
have
But like one was a really pretty like super blonde twin, and the other one had like slightly darker blonde hair, and she was more studious.
The struggles.
Yes, there's a lot of struggles going on. Struggles.
Yeah.
Struggles were very real between Elizabeth and. I forget the other
Don't
one's
have
name.
It.
Glowworm. Is it 1, a dance move with gyrating knees? 2, a cheap line of condoms? Or 3, a stuffed toy worm that glows when you squeeze it? Glowworm.
I'm hoping it's the third one.
You're correct. See, you're good at
I'm a good guesser.
You're a great guesser. A toy stuffed worm that glows when you squeeze it.
It was the best.
It really?
Was
the best so
toy.
Cute.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Last and not least, shrinky dinks. Slang term for how your dick looks in cold water. 2, pre-printed pieces of plastic that shrink when you bake them. 3, a children's show about sneaky sleuths.
Shrinky dinks.
I think it's B.
Damn it.
She's only good. Because I saw like a DIY on how to make them.
Shrinky dinks. Okay. Oh, we can done. Definitely find that at BuzzFeed.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. You can.
I want to go find
yes,
that one.
Yes, you can.
Is there a lot of DIY stuff on BuzzFeed?
Yeah, there's a whole page dedicated to it called Nifty.
Okay.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got 100% on how you know did. Old stuff, even though you didn't know any old stuff.
Yeah, I was
you guessed
Except
real
for
good.
Dickie. She knew
yeah,
the
you did.
Oh, I wish I did.
Jasmine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
People can find you on Instagram at Jasmine J and Twitter at lesby underscore honest with 3 T's.
Three T's.
And can you spell Jasmine J for us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. JazzmineJay.
This is some. Is there any other place we should find you?
Oh, no. I'm yeah, around.
You're around.
You'll find me.
Well, we can't help but find you.
Yes.
Your presence is felt.
I will be there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We need you back again.
Yes.
OMFG. I mean, this girl has a lot of look happening. 6 feet tall, shaved head, body.
Like a black lipstick every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Every day.
Yeah, that's right. A Monroe. Another Whoosie Watts in the lip.
I mean, the best is like, you're like, I am attached to my pink lip gloss. And she's like, I understand you because I need my black lipstick every day.
I believe, and I know we had you know, someone come and do your eyeshadow.
Yes, we did.
Which was fun. We had the most message girl on OkCupid, Ms. Lauren Urasik.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if we gave our faces over to Jasmine,
oof.
I want to see what that would look like.
It would be an interesting experiment. I think it could be BuzzFeed worthy, actually.
I honestly think that's not a bad. It's like, take these two.
Take these two basic bees.
Basic bees and give them something to live for. That's the name of the video.
And then we like have to go to Starbucks and just order coffee.
That's right.
Right?
And just, and I mean, you know what? I'm sure we would meld right in. Like that would be our new life. Like a strong eye, a strong lip, maybe a fake septum thing.
I mean, there's cat eyes galore.
Yes. Oh,
right?
She.
I mean, I don't even know if that's what that is.
That is a cat eye.
Okay.
There's a video, actually. There's a Subway challenge.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, so yep. She did her cat eye on the LA Subway.
It was very impressive.
It was.
Looked
great to me.
I did my makeup in my car today, so I can relate.
Right.
Yeah.
I loved her. And you know what? She's got me wanting to go over to BuzzFeed and check out more videos. Like, I think that what kids are finding over there, mm-hmm. especially, you know, her content's really good. And you're seeing these fun, charismatic young people communicate. And it's fun. It's very, like, you want to watch it. It's more interesting than going to, like, E! Online and seeing kind of prefabricated-looking people telling you shit about pop culture. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think that's kind of where Vice was born out of, was just like real people with stories, kind of just with maybe an alternative kind of approach.
Right.
Giving you what you need.
Yeah. It's like, it makes sense to me that young people will gravitate to seeing themselves and their own experience, and like it's done in a clever.
I gotta tell you,
yes.
Have you picked up a physical Teen Vogue
in a while? No, like once a year and a half ago.
Okay. I don't know why it has started coming to my house, and I am like so thankful to the Lord above.
Why is it there?
Do I have a Vogue subscription? Maybe I do, and they're just sending it. I'm not sure.
Doesn't make sense, Emily.
I'm crying. Oh, every issue, I'm crying. It's so beautiful. Like, even, like, just their stories about, like their makeup is, like, a guy who created, like, his own makeup brand, and he's, like, doing the glitter eye, and I'm like, this is just real fucking good shit.
Okay, and they have all these great articles coming out, like, these hard-hitting political
articles, and then even, like, their love stuff, their, like, love stories, it's, like, there's pictures of people, and you don't know what gender they are, and they're making out, you know, and you're, like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Teen Vogue.
So it's that same, you know, it's just real. It's what the youth are gravitating to.
We are OMFG at OMFG Pod on Instagram and on Twitter.
I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Rayfield.
And thank you guys so much for listening.
You guys can hop over to Facebook at Earwolf OMFG. We're trying to make our presence felt over there, so please join us.
And if you get in the mood, head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. We love them. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
OMFG.
Whoa.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, so it's Sean and Hayes from Hollywood Handbook. We just want to apologize for
whatever you just listened to. I think we can all agree that sucked.
It sucked.
It was terrible. It wasn't a good podcast. So if you want to listen to a podcast where you're laughing, having fun,
and
with
it's
two of
actually
your best friends,
smart, and a show that's actually smart,
and
because
smart.
One of the things that what you just listened to, not only did it suck, it was stupid.
Stupid for babies. A grown-up smart podcast that's funny that keeps you awake is a show called Hollywood Handbook. It's hosted by your two best friends, Sean and Hayes, and we are your friends in real life.
Yes. Unlike the people that did this show that you just listened to.
They're just doing it so
yes,
that you'll like.
They don't want to be your friends, and we already are.
Yeah. So don't listen to the sucky show that you have. Do the new show. We're doing it. It's Hayes and Sean, Hollywood Handbook, and find it on Earwolf or something.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.